Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Tarita here on Sunday, the 6th of December, 2015. Welcome to all of those of you who are joining for the first time and those of you who have been joining these weekly free services calls that we can gather together as a community around the world. Wishing everyone a happy Sunday and getting ready for the holidays. It has been quite a wild past few weeks with all the upheavals that are going on around the world, and the members and the programs that are offered through Apply Center have been sharing during the weekly calls that we get together for those programs that there's a lot of inner turmoil going on. Due to the global tragedies, the terrorist attacks in Paris and then last week in California. And so what to do with all that? You know, it's excess energy that can really cause us to be hopeless or be in despair or feel bad that we can't do enough. There's also natural calamities that are going on. In India, in Chennai in particular, there have been terrible floods, the worst in 100 years. So Mother Nature is really hammering at everyone, and it's so debilitating for the people there. God bless everyone to come out of it, to be safe. However, there's ongoing challenges around the world for many people. And what does all that mean? It means that there's a lot of fear and anxiety and survival anxiety and hopelessness that can be so debilitating for the people who are going through it, first and foremost, and then for those of us who are from afar, where we have our own issues going on but not as intense or as tragic, and then we don't know what to do. But here's the thing, that we can come together and go inside, and we can go inside of ourselves and clear out that sadness or clear out that guilt or anger or frustration. And then because we are committed to the spiritual path, we're committed to transforming at the soul level, at our own personal soul level, collectively. We can come together with that intention and set the intention to be clearing very deeply, meaning that we're connecting to the highest intelligence, the higher, the super intelligence that is beyond, all religious doctrine or whatever we were raised in, whatever our belief system has been. We can quiet that, all that external noise or conditioning in the thought process, in our memories, and we can just go and tap into the now. And we can tap into the now, the God part of us that is all-knowing, and that can do everything and is present everywhere around the world and connected to all people around the world and all everyone's soul around the world. And we can just do that, and we can, appeal on our own behalf, saying, I can't be at peace with this because I'm so limited. I'm peaceful in my life. I can go on and do things in my life. Yes, I have my struggles, but this is really taxing me when I continue to see and hear about all these things that are going on, and I can't shut it out. I can't ignore it because it is impacting everyone around the world. And what would I do if I were in that situation? I would want other people to pray for me too, or to support me in some way. So that's what we can do here, is we can come together, and with Dr. Pillai's grace and blessings, we can do a really profound meditation together. We can set our intention. And even if we're listening to this after this live call service, we can be setting that intention every day in our lives. So there's a really powerful time coming up this week that is offered through Pillai Center and Astrovet, and it's called Nava Narasimha. And Nava Narasimha is, Narasimha is a lion godman who can destroy negativity inside and negativity in outside. And the Nava means nine, and the nine forms of Narasimha that will be invoked in these services that are offered through Astrovet and Pillai Center on the 8th of December, so in about a day and a half IST time, India Standard Time. You can participate in, you know, a fire lab, or there's other offerings as well. Can read about it. We'll talk about it later. But the nine forms of this particular archetype or deity or energy that can really go in and destroy the negativity within. So anything to do with like anger or frustration or depression or grief or anxiety or fear, survival anxiety, that can all be wiped out. Even like jealousy. Jealousy, they say there is no cure for it. Like you can go to maybe some therapy and work around or cope with it. But this powerful remedy that is being done by all these priests in India that are coming together at this particular time. So they're in the right place at the right time, and they're going to do very special offerings, not only for the people who are participating, but for everyone in the world. That's what Dr. Pillai is committed to, is to bringing this technology to the attention and of the anyone who wants to participate, and in honor of all souls, in honor of humanity, uplifting humanity, evolving humanity. And so this is a time where it's very timely, in that there's been so much upheaval and you know, naturally and also calamity-wise, and then also through wars and terrorism. It's no wonder people have this underlying agitation. We're all connected, and we feel everybody's pain. Knowingly or unknowingly, it's affecting us. And so this Nava Narasimha, nine forms of Narasimha, will be invoked, and then the special offerings will be done, and they each aspect or form of this divine being will bring the energy alive within you and whoever participates in this, and then everyone around the world to some degree will feel this presence coming into the earth plane. And it will help to, you know, win over enemies and competitors, you know. So, and not only that, it won't be like a big battle. It will just delete it. It will erase that negative energy that's being, you're surrounded with, or is also coming up for you to be transformed or transmuted, so that it doesn't affect you adversely. And gives a tremendous courage to overcome all kinds of fears. And then it brings, not only does it do that, it gives you good health. So you feel well balanced at the level of the body, the mind, the soul. There's harmony. And then the divine bliss starts to work within you and continue to protect you and clear all that congested energy that you're exposed to on a daily basis. Whether you know it or not, whether you stay in your place and lock yourself away or not, we're still exposed to it. And that can, you know, create such despondency or hopelessness. So it'll bring hope and good health, success, problems with relationships or people wanting to get married or people who are married and they're having such conflict. Those kinds of challenges can be overcome. And then if you want to move ahead in your life or you are in a leader role, that you will get those hurdles and obstacles removed from you. And then it will help you to progress if that's what you want to do in a very smooth and easy way. So a lot of obstacles, a lot of challenges, legal challenges even can be overcome. Support in real estate, if that's something that resonates with you and you have blocks in maybe selling property or buying property, or you don't qualify to get, a mortgage or something like that, you can just participate in one of the aspects or forms of this Narasimha, in particular the fifth one, will help you with that, acquiring property or getting rid of property. So anything to do with real estate. And then there's another form that helps you to be free of the sins of the past. Sins like are mistakes. You know, you were progressing along as a spiritual aspirant, and then in the past you made mistakes, and then that created like a sin or a blemish, and it has followed you. And now you're experiencing it in this lifetime. And then he gives this particular form of Narasimha, gives you peace and erases that, liberates you from it, so that you can be full of compassion and love. Because you know you committed this problem in the past and then you're suffering for it now. So how to come out of that? That's what Dr. Pillai is all about. You can change and challenge your karma. Once you know what it is, once you identify it, once you become so alert that it needs to change, then you can do something like this that will help you to take the steps to shift that karma. And not just at a superficial way or at a, you know, generalized way. You go very specific into this. And then there's another form where the goddess Lakshmi is a consort of Narasimha. And she brings incredible joy and happiness. Everything that represents happiness on the earth plane is Lakshmi consciousness. So Shri Mrizi, if you've been practicing that, you will get a really deeper understanding and a profound connection to that energy that you're cultivating through that mantra practice. And that energy is what will attract wealth, health, happiness, peace and harmony. And clearance, it's also clearance for all kinds of debts. So if you've been working with clearing out the debts and you're almost, you know, at that point where nothing is working, then you can participate in this and really pray. You know, don't just do the service. It will do something for you at the level of the soul, but you also have to take the steps on your own behalf, praying and then taking the steps in your life to bring more happiness and joy and go after those things that you really want to go after as far as material comforts go. And then there's another couple of forms. One is related to Ketu, the planet Ketu, and the form of Narasimha will help with those people in who are going after professions of music and arts. So, and also good for agriculture and helping the economy. So then the final one is about helping you to get your desires fulfilled. You cannot go towards enlightenment unless your desires are fulfilled. That's the tricky part. Everybody wants to jump on the spiritual path to avoid the life, having goals and going after things and the material. And that's fine if your soul is at that level. But if you are not going, if you're going after enlightenment and you're struggling with it, it means that you have not been able to sustain your material comforts. Like you haven't been able to move forward because you have desires that you are repressing or pushing down. Or pushing away, saying, no, I don't want to do that because I see how it's a trap and all the rest. But at some level, if your karma is meant to, are pushing you to manifest some things, to have some basic things in your life, or to go after some sort of career that is unfinished business, or to go through a health issue that's it's just unfinished business. So your soul is saying you have to finish this on some level. But if you just say, no, I'm just going to go and be spiritual, that's not going to work either. So that will come kind of haunt you at the same time and you won't progress. So this form of Narasimha will help you with your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And then you will get this enlightenment and your desires will get fulfilled. So Lord, this type of this Narasimha, the ninth form, will help to protect you from enemies of the body, mind, and soul. And then you will experience this energy that comes up and says, okay, you need to do this. I'm going to protect you to go and get this. I'm going to help this manifestation to be sustained or you to maintain your manifestation so that you aren't too attached to it, but it's sustaining you. And that desire gets fulfilled. And then you can move on towards your enlightenment. So the Nava, Narasimha, and the nine planets, there's an association with that as well. We'll go over that more in the discussion. And then the power of the Swati star is something that we'll discuss as well. And then there's some more significance of the 8th of December because part of the 8th of December is falling on the Pradosham. Pradosham is the period of time or the window of opportunity that you can really smash some obstacles in your life and get some karma cleared. We're always after that thing that will, wipe out, give us a fresh, clean slate, a new start. A new start meaning you have a new perspective, you feel clean energy, you feel enlivened, you feel refreshed. You don't feel so dragged down about your problems and your worries. So it gives you that energy to overcome it and then find out a new way how to navigate moving forward with more grace and ease. So today we are going to do, a meditation or we're going to take ourselves through an internal process where we can connect with the energy of Narasimha. We can connect with the energy, in particular, of a blue light that is associated with karma busting archetype, Lord Shiva. And then we can, enliven all the chakras at the same time and feel that process from head to toe, as opposed to it just being in your head or, you know, you're being distracted. Your thoughts can still be going here and there. As we've mentioned over the weeks and months and couple of years that we've been together doing this program, your mind can be all over the place. But what you can do is your attentional energy or that awareness that you can be focusing somewhere else as you're being guided through the meditation. That is where the true or your higher self is going to reveal to you where you need to go and what you need to pay attention to. Even if the thoughts are there, they're going to come up because they are your, as you're paying attention to the guided meditation, taking to the different parts of the brain, the different chakras, the different body parts, seeing some lights, hearing some sounds. That is the process that you're going through. That's the higher process. So that's your higher self is taking you through. The thoughts will start to slow down, but the thoughts from deep within associated with, you know, emotions that are buried or memories that are buried within you that you think, oh, it's not bothering me, I'm over that. It can be still charged a bit, have an energy charge to it, and it creates a block if it's not a great memory. If it is a great memory, you might feel a rush of happiness and joy, and that's fabulous because that will contribute to your faith. Because what is faith? As Dr. Ply says, it's utter positivity. And a lot of people say to me, I lose my faith. Well, guess what? You'll lose your faith every day, every moment. It's a choice. But then you can gain it in the exact same moment by changing what? Your perspective. You can go inside and, you know, inside of yourself, do a meditation, listen to a mantra, do something creative, clear out your closets, you know, do something constructive that actually you take action to get rid of negative energy in your life. And then when you do that, when you clear out, then positivity will be there because a void will be created, a vacuum will be created, and it will be filled with some positivity if that's your intention. It will also be filled with negativity if that's your intention. So the main thing is we got to figure out what we want to put into ourselves. And if we're on a ratchet by saying, oh, my life is this and my life is that because of this and because of that, and I'm feeling so bad, and you get into this spin, it's a vicious cycle. But if you can catch yourself and then reach out to your meditations, reach out to a mantra, reach out to someone who is on the path and who understands, or participate in a program, immerse yourself in something that is going to help you to create more positive energy or more optimistic outlook, or create that vibration, that energy that will sustain you or keep you buoyant above those negative thoughts. And then over time, that will come out of you. And then it won't be so supercharged to bring you down or to create obstacles in your progress. So that process is going to happen. We're going to get into it right now. So thanks, everyone, for joining. Those of you who need to go can certainly do that. And then if you want to listen to the rest of this recording that will be posted to the blog, you can do that. Check your email. You can get the links to the services we're going to share about this week, and the write-up that Yagna will do, and then Radha will post it to the website. This is the final push for the sun to be transiting this natural eighth house of the zodiac, which is in Scorpio, and that's the house of transformation. Or death. So death of the ego or physical death. Maybe you might be experiencing that in your life for people who are passing in your life who are important to you. Maybe you have to deal with issues of death. death of our old ways of being, how we relate to others and to our problems. We can't be doing it the same way. We have to kill it off if it's not helping us to resolve our or come out of our challenges. So transformation is going to be happening whether we want or not. We have to do it. Because the sun is our soul and it's saying you got to do this. You have to be different. You have to have a different perspective and you have to take different approach to all your interactions with others so that your life can go smoother with more grace and ease. So that's happening as the sun is finishing up its transit for the next week in a bit, and then it will go into this sign of Jupiter, and Radha will, our Vedic astrologer will give us a heads up, a forecast about that transit, and then how it's going to affect us next week. Well, maybe she'll come in and do that on this call. And then that will also be posted to the blog. So if you haven't been following the transit of the sun and how it's impacting you, you can see. You can read about it on Sundays with Sutrita blog on the previous, maybe it was two or three postings ago when the sun transited into the sign of Scorpio. And then you can read about how it has affected you, and it will make sense. If you have been challenged, and then if you haven't been doing anything, and then you can do something about it. So start to do that as it finishes its transit. And then as you honor it and take the steps in your life to transform the different areas of your life, then the sun will become favorable for you because you're paying attention to it. That's what we do here on Sundays with Sutrita. We pay attention to the movement of the sun every 30 days. It's going to transit. And it's going to transit into a place of our charts, our birth charts. And it's going to affect us. And it's going to shine on those areas so that we won't ignore it. Good or bad, we'll experience it. So we want to do something to bring the attention to that area of our life so that we will, use that energy wisely and then navigate accordingly, moving forward and not be so upset when things aren't going our way. And then we do remedies in a timely manner that can connect us to the sun's energy, which is our soul, that royalty consciousness, that connection to our father, to our spiritual teachers, to the rest of the souls around the world. So been a lot of transformation around the world, forced transformation, because we're not waking up to the reality of how to really be with other human beings. So there has to be a lot of destruction in some cases, depending on those souls who evolved in those places and then decided to participate in that kind of karma and to your own soul's karma. So there's a lot of evolutionary transformational changes, and the soul is begging you, pay attention and then be safe. And pray for others. So we can read about that and participate in that, and hope you'll join next week when we hear Radha share about how the sun is going to be as it transits into Sagittarius and what that is going to look like for us in the coming weeks. So now is the point of time where those of you who are going to be staying on the line, you can ask your questions or share your comments. You can do that by pressing *6. The line is unmuted. So all you need to do is press *6 and you can say hello. And just if you want to share about the meditation practice or if you want to share about what's going on in your life and you would like to have some insight or support. And you can also share about the services if you have any questions about the services or the programs offered through Ply Center or AstroVet at this point in time. Last week was kind of fun. And that, oh, okay, everybody's celebrating. Well, a lot of people are celebrating Thanksgiving who joined these calls because it's the same time slot as, or time zone as the U.S. I'm here in Canada. And so we're in the Western world, and a lot of people celebrate Thanksgiving. Even us Canadians, we acknowledge our neighbors in the U.S., and it's nice to tap into that energy of being grateful. And so last week when we were opening the line, I thought, okay, well, maybe people are just wanting to get on with their holidays, the rest of their holidays, enjoying that with the family or friends or whatever they're doing traveling. And so then I was about to close the line because nobody was coming on, and then people popped in and said, I just want to share about this. And then I said, okay, thank you so much. And then there was a pause, and then I said, okay, let's wrap it up. And then someone else came in. So if it's going to be that way, I'm fine with that. You know, it's when someone starts the process, then we can have a, you know, an open discussion. Not really pointing out anyone's life in particular, although if you need some support and you want to do that, that's fine. But when we are engaged in a dialogue, then something happens where it sparks up a conversation that other people can see in their own lives what's going on, and then help them to you know, progress through that kind of exchange. Yeah, is there someone there?
Hi, this is Radha.
Hey, Radha, how are you?
Oh, good. Thanks. I enjoyed the meditation. And I was just thinking about Narasimha and Dr. Pillai. He's, you know, periodically he's done a couple webcasts for Narasimha, maybe over the past few years or so. And I've participated in those. Or sometimes he did, one time he did like a fire lab himself, I think. And I you know, in between the times when he's done those, I haven't really thought about Narasimha that much. But I have this statue of a lion in the living room. It's really like a garden statue made out of cement, but we painted it gold because we liked it, and we just put it, it's kind of like the size of a large dog that's laying down, but he's, you know, like a lion. And so I feel that Narasimha's energy is in that statue, and I just feel something special about the statue. I feel like he's really, you know, watching and protecting the house and us. And then when my older dog was coming to the end of his life a few months ago, he, like in the last few days of his life, he would go over to the statue, and because the statue is like even a little bit bigger than him or a similar size. And he would just lay down on the lion's paws. The lion's paws are like outstretched on the ground. Kind of like a sphinx, you know, with his head up. And I just felt like it was really interesting. I just felt like Narasimha really was just, you know, a wonderful lion angel that was helping my doggies and helping everyone. So I just thought I would mention that.
Oh, well, thanks so much for sharing about that. Yeah, Narasimha is probably an energy that we don't want to call on all the time because it's really fierce energy, you know, and it can destroy negativity for sure, but then, you know, it doesn't have to be a battle every day because when we're in, you know, in our own internal battles, in our minds or in our thoughts, we tend to, you know, we bottle it out for a bit, but then we do something to relax our minds as well. So Narasimha's energy is to be really active and just root out all that negativity. And if it's doing that intensely ongoing, you know, that could be a bit disturbing. Could feel like you're in a battle zone. So, you know, maybe that's why Dr. Pillai shares that to bring it in at the right time so that it does the main work that it needs to do for us, for those who are really paying attention to him. And then afterwards, it's not so intense. It can just be the presence that's there, and it's in kind of in the background. So it's nice to hear that you're, because we hear that dogs are very divine beings. You know, they are, their energy is to protect, and that's why they call it man's best friend, because the energy is to, you know, love and support you no matter what it has to go through to protect you. And so then, you know, it couldn't, your, sounded like your doggy when it passed or when it was on his way, he, you know, gravitated towards a strong energy that could protect you. So the dog is always trying to, it's really highly attuned to these forces, these energies. In fact, you know, any of your pets, they say, and this is just what I've heard from other people and what I've read on the internet, when other people ask me about questions about their pets, it's said that it can be an ancestor that comes, and it's, you know, coming in this form to be there with you. Or it can be an evolved being that is just there as your companion and support and kind of like your guardian angel in a form that you're going to take care of it, because pets need to be taken care of and unconditionally loved. And that's going to, you know, communicate with you in a non, you know, verbal way, you know, in its own language and in your own language, you know, that you have, you relate to this pet being. And it will be guiding you and protecting you in ways that are maybe not so understood by others. Even if other people have dogs, they have their own understanding of what their pet is there to do for them. So it's kind of interesting, you know, when I hear more and more about this, and, you know, it's maybe what's missing is that communication or that ability to communicate or connect with the divine through these pet archetypes. And then, as you had mentioned, Radha, previously, in the previous week, you had an experience with Kalabhairava. Kalabhairava is his associated vehicle, is the dog. And so that energy is also coming up strong, too. So if you're compelled to buy a pet after this talk, or if you've been thinking about it and that's something that you want to do, it might be something that is good for you. It might be just a desire that maybe you have, but then it hasn't been fulfilled on some level. But if you're going to get a pet, or you know, you're thinking about it, or someone gives it to you, it's always good to check with the astrologer first, to see which type of pet is good for you. You know, some people are more, because their charts, because of the planets, because of the deities, they're the overlords of those planets, and where they're placed in your birth chart, you are more in alignment with one particular pet, maybe a dog more than a cat, maybe a cat more than a dog, maybe could be, I don't know, lizards, could be fish, could be turtles, you know, could be rabbits, could be any small animals, could be cows, could be horses, you know. So if you are having those thoughts, then check in with the astrologer, and, you know, they will let you know what is a better one for you to have or be around. And then you don't necessarily have to have a pet or an animal, but you can gravitate towards that divine archetype. So as Radha, you were sharing about, you have this garden statue, and it's in your home, and it's of a lion, and you painted it gold, and you wanted that. You, on the level of, maybe on the psychological level, or just that feeling level, or on the soul level, that energy wants to be expressed in your environment. So once we tune in to these energies that these animal totems, they're called as well, or animal spirits, energies, that you can see how that is going to affect your psychology, your emotions, And then once you have that connection, then that gets satisfied, that I feel protected, or I feel courageous, or I feel like nothing can come in my way, or I feel regal, or I feel like I have a loyal companion, or I feel so joyful, when my cat jumps around, or, my fish does fish flops. So that gives you a different way of connecting to those parts of ourselves that we may be repressing, or decide we don't want to explore it because it's going to be too much of a, responsibility or a drag, or, one more mouth to feed or care about. But it might be something that will help to connect you to enjoy the spiritual path. Right, because the spiritual path, as someone mentioned on one of the other calls, it's not one for the faint-hearted. Meaning you're going to get just like in life, we're going to go through ups and downs. We're going to get knocked around. We're going to not understand these different energies and these different forces that are impacting our lives, that are in the part of the spiritual world and part of us too. And so that we're going to, there's going to be a disconnect until we can be in alignment with that energy. So as these energies of these archetypes are coming in, it's kind of cueing us to explore that. So this lion man, the dog associated with Kalabhairava in the past couple of weeks might be illuminating that part of our soul that wants to connect with those energies. So find out if having a pet is going to be something that helps you. And then if it doesn't, you can, again, go to the archetype and then have a picture of the lion man, or the picture of Kalabhairava with his dog, or have the statue of the lion as Radha has. Something that, or elephant, for Ganesha. Can be a Ganesha form in the Hindu pantheon. You can see it there as the archetype. Or it might be elephants that you have. You might have elephants on your clothes, or your purse or your bag or something like that. A friend of ours has a little boy, and he loves elephants, and he has elephants on his little backpack and his books and his, clothes, his shoes. He loves elephants for some reason, so she's teaching him the gum mantra, and he's gum, 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 gum. Instead of chewing gum, which is not good for you, he's, connecting to that archetype, Ganesha. And this kid is the happiest, go luckiest kid, and he has a lot of challenges in life, but he's connecting with Ganesha. He doesn't understand it any degree that through the scriptures or anything like that, but he understands that it makes him happy, and he feels successful, and he feels like he can overcome anything. So that energy is showing up in the life. That's the clue, or that's the cue for us to explore it even more, and then access that energy within us when we're going through the meditations. It helps us to relate to some picture form. And then we will resonate with that energy, or be in alignment with it, or be in harmony with it, or grow it within us. And then that energy also has characteristics or qualities that may be dormant in us, or we're afraid of, or we don't know how to access. We've never had it before. we've seen it in others, but we don't feel it in ourselves. So when we tap into the energy of Narasimha this week, knowingly or unknowingly, we're going to be exposed to it on some level. But if knowingly you know it's there, you can easily tap into it. There's going to be these fire labs going on in India if you participate. And then these fire labs for Narasimha will protect you. There's a form that's called Ugra Narasimha, and it protects you from Jupiter's wrath. So the planet Jupiter, it gives fortune, luck, and grace, and knowledge, and wisdom, connects you to that part of yourself that just wants everything to be really optimistic in your life. And you haven't felt that optimism. Maybe fleeting, but it hasn't stuck with you. That's this Ugra Narasimha protects you from the negative aspects or afflictions from Jupiter, and then opens up that part of you that says, oh my God, I'm so lucky, I'm so fortunate, I have so much optimism, I have faith, I have wisdom, I have friends, everything is good, you know. And then the Yoga Narasimha, it protects you from unfavorable energies of Lord Saturn. Now, Lord Saturn is also sitting with the sun now in the house of transformation, and Saturn has been sitting there for a year. So if you think that, if you have felt the wrath of Saturn delivering some, challenging karmas that create obstacles, or they create delays, or they're just really hard on you. It's that your mind is always worried and you're anxious, and strange diseases or illness or maybe accidents are happening. Maybe people are dying around you, or you feel like, oh my God, I'm so sick, I'm going towards that. Then Saturn is in that eighth house, the natural eighth house. Depending on where it is in your chart, it's going to affect you in a different way. But still, you're going to get those kinds of thoughts, or around you, people are going to be going through struggles. And so this Yoga Narasimha will protect you from the negative effects of the Saturn placement. Because for the next year and a half, Saturn's going to continue on, creating obstacles. So we want to pray to who? We want to pray to Lord Ganesha in general, because he removes obstacles, but also at this particular time to just tear out and rip up those challenges, because they're ripe for the picking. And this Narasimha can identify with those challenges, and that's what his job is, to go and tear them up and rip them out and get your ego in check, meaning that it's not going to be suffering. Even though you might have obstacles and delays, it's not going to make you to suffer in it. The ego wants you to suffer. That's why it's a negative ego. It's not just about having a big ego, inflated ego, like you're the king of the jungle. It's about having such a negative or low self-esteem or a low view of yourself. Or you just can't even come out of it. You don't know, I don't deserve it. All that has to go. So, and worry and anxiety around that. Am I ever going to be successful? Am I ever going to have what other people have? If that's, you're looking outside and saying, why do they have it and I don't? So this Yoga Narasimha, this form will protect you from those negative energies. Then Jwala Narasimha is the form that protects you from the unfavorable energies of Mars. If you're constantly battling people, or people don't understand you and they just look at you as if you're, so negative, because the Mars energy is out of alignment. It hasn't matured. It's always giving the energy of, hey, you want to fight, or to argue, or to have adverse opinion that you can't even be diplomatic at all. You don't even know what diplomacy is. Or you associate it with politics and that makes you mad because you don't want to be associated with politics. but politics are everywhere. Diplomacy is the way to navigate through adverse opinions or thoughts or looks from others. You know, so it will, calming it Mars's energy down with this Jwala Narasimha, it will help to internalize that Mars energy and give you a lot of willpower from within, and so that you can have the courage and the strength and a lot of energy to do short bursts of things, to, you know, get through these challenging periods just by your sheer will and, you know, getting on the right side of Mars. So then the next one is Bhargava, and that's Narasimha, the form of Narasimha that can give you the grace and blessings of the sun. It'll remove the negative energies associated with the sun if it's not in a favorable position for you in your chart, or you can't access the energy of the sun since you've been, you know, trying to propitiate it and it's not, you know, giving you the blessings that you want to experience, making you the king of your own jungle, so to speak. So Bhargava is the form of Narasimha that gives you that royalty, regal consciousness by destroying negative energies or afflictions of the sun in previous lifetimes, maybe even in this lifetime. The Krora Narasimha, it helps you to be relieved from negative energies or unfavorable energies affected by the planet, the planetary influence. It's not a planet. It's Rahu is a node. It's the north node of the moon, and the moon represents your mind. So when Rahu is activated, and it creates kind of like a smoke screen, and it is so dissatisfied with everything, and it just wants to create a distance between you and others, blow things out of proportion. If it's not propitiated, once you propitiate it and you block out those negative effects with this Krodha Narasimha, it can bring you tremendous recognition, acknowledgement from others, because it's so expansive. Wherever it is in your chart, wherever it's transiting in your chart, it will help you to, if you're praying and you get the support to remove all the negative energies around it, then it will actually shine. It will be brilliant in your life because it makes everything to be bigger. And then you'll come up with some great ideas, some innovative ideas. You'll be really creative. It'll be out there, like totally out of the box, thinking out of the box. And then it will bring in some new technology because Rahu's all about internet, computer, World Wide Web, entertainment, anything to do with media. So it's, it will really be favorable when you get the negative energies removed. And it also delivers karmas that are unfinished business from previous lifetimes that you haven't matured yet, and you want to live out in this life. So it can cause either real deep, deep dissatisfaction, never being satisfied no matter how much you have or, you know, how much you've achieved. It gives great satisfaction because it says, yeah, you're paying attention to me and there's no negativity associated and I'm growing, I'm maturing this energy in you. And then I'll just make it show up in your life just for fun. So the Pavana Narasimha, it protects from the unfavorable energies of Mercury. And Mercury is all about communication, intuition, healing, business, money, commerce, marketing, markets, younger siblings, especially brothers, or anyone that's younger to you. So Mercury is this energy that's really quick and it's very intelligent. Education is associated with it, the ability to think fast. So if you are having problems in any of those areas, then the Mercury energy is not, it needs to be, dealt with. And so this Pavana Narasimha will destroy the negativity and then give you those things, acute intuition, and just knowing how to speak, when to speak, what to say, what to do, without studying too much, because it's also good for, you know, students or people who have to learn new things, or they have to be in tune. And then also intuition is associated with health, because if you're intuitively, you're knowing, okay, something's not right with me, you will go seek out help before, you know, you have a health issue. You will take proactive steps to make sure that your health is good. So then the Malola Narasimha, it protects you from the unfavorable energies of Venus. Now, Venus is all about comforts and happiness and making things go smooth and being diplomatic. In fact, Venus is the big diplomat planet of the chart. It wants you to have sweet speech, right? Because you can't sway people. You can't tell people how to act, what is good, what is bad. So you just have to be able to, you know, keep your own way of being intact and then speaking according to the rapport that's coming to you, so you're not speaking above anyone or below anyone. You're just in harmony with them. Venus is all about being in balance and harmony. It wants only the nice things in life, nice. Wants us to be nice to one another. You know, and so that things can go smooth, even if we do have differences. You know, difference of opinion just can mean nothing to people. It doesn't affect them at all because they're just so used to being diplomatic. Why? They have a strong Venus. And it's not because they're false or fake. They just know how to work with that energy. So the next one is Chatravatta, and that's the Narasimha that protects from the unfavorable energies of Ketu. Ketu doesn't have a head, so you can be feeling like I'm losing my mind, I'm going crazy, I'm just totally out there, nobody gets me. It's also a very spiritual planet, so it can take you to great heights. So if you're feeling blocked on your spiritual path, or you feel like, oh my God, I'm just completely spaced out and I can't focus on what I need to do in my life, and people are looking at me strange, or I'm not getting support, then this Chatravatta Narasimha, he protects you from that. He's happy when this energy is removed, these negative afflictions of his energy are removed, and then he can give you, you know, that ability to relate to anyone, because you connect with them very deeply at a spiritual level. And so people won't see you for anything, but because they'll just kind of see their own selves. You'll be very clear. So you'll be like a reflection, a mirror. And then they look and they see all the things that they need to work on, and you'll be there just holding that space of benevolence and grace and blessings and maybe some intelligence from beyond, and then they will reflect that. You'll reflect that to them, and they will be grateful for it. Those, for some reason, I just really like being with you, and you have a good guide and things like that. So the final Narasimha that will be propitiated or invoked during that Narasimha service is Karanja, and that is going to protect you from unfavorable energies of the moon. Again, the moon represents the mind. When we don't have clarity of mind, we are very worried, we're very frustrated, we're very confused. And if we continue on that, we will be destroyed. You know, we will destroy our own steps that we can take, because we'll be in an unfavorable state of mind. And then also, you know, you won't be able to nourish yourself or feel nurtured or nourish others or nurture others. It's also associated with your desires. You'll have this, I will never fulfill my desires, or I don't have any desires, I don't want any. You'll be negative towards it. And then that will block your spiritual path, because, again, we want to fulfill our desires here on the earth plane so that we can move to advanced states of spiritual progress, if that's something that you want to do in this lifetime. So those are the Navanarasimha effects on the nine planets, associated with the nine planets. It helps to liberate from the curses of sages or enlightened masters of the past, or maybe teachers that you've had in your life that you've have been coming to you and being impactful for you, but then you diss them knowingly or unknowingly, or you had every right to, and now, oh my God, why did I do that? How do I get rid of that? This is that Narasimha, it can mitigate those malefic effects. So then the significance of the Swati stars, it's the most auspicious star for Lord Vishnu, it being Shravana normally, but this incarnation, he incarnated as Rama during the star Purnavasu and Krishna during Rohini star. So, but during Narasimha's incarnation, he's Swati star. And it has incredible characteristics that can make things to move fast, like the wind. In fact, that's the star for Vayudeva. And Vayudeva is the lord of the air. So he's present everywhere. You know, air is what we breathe. Air is all around us. And it's within us in forms of different gases and things like that. So Narasimha coming into our being and then being around us and what we breathe, it will help to make things to be purified and then to make things to be move swiftly. And it's said that Swati star is one of the four stars that are considered to be matchless, meaning that you can't challenge them. So they're so, because they move so swiftly. So get the energy of Swati star. It will help you to, you know, start fresh, clean slate, and just come out of those things, those vicious cycles that we put ourselves into mentally, emotionally, spiritually, materially, keep catching the pattern, the same pattern over and over and over, and we can't break it, we can't come out of it. And then the day being a Tuesday here in the West is a day for Mars, and it's the planet that creates debt. So if you don't propitiate Mars, you can have that consciousness. Even if you manage to handle your credit card debts, you cannot ever come out of that debt consciousness. Maybe you'll have loans, or you'll have mortgages, or you'll have debts to others. It could be not financial. It could be like you owe people, or you feel like you do, and you feel bad about it. You can't ever repay them, or, you know, you don't want to, you know. So you can get that cleared out, that consciousness that you are in debt for on any level, and that can be erased. So the 8th of the first half of the 8th of December is the 12th moon, and the second half is the 13th moon, meaning that the 12th moon is associated with Vishnu energy and also Venus, Lakshmi, which is all about abundance, finances. So it grows your wealth. And then the second half is 13th moon, which is Pradosham, and that is associated with Lord Shiva. Again, you went through the meditation, so you experienced the blue light that absorbs poison or negativity, you know, associated with debt as well. Debt to your finances, health, or relationship issues can also be that. Negative thinking, being trapped in that. So it's a really good day to get rid of that consciousness. So half and half of the day on the 8th of December is going to be creating wealth and sustaining it, because you're getting rid of negative energies. So that's the significance of this big, powerful service and remedy that is being done. If you want to participate in it, or if you can do that through Asarvada Play Center. But if you can't, then, you know, go on to those two websites and to the blogs and read about it. And just reading about it is a therapy in and of itself. Dr. Ply calls it mythotherapy, where you're connecting with that energy of the lion man. And then that energy is going to be hitting your subconscious mind. It's a part of you, but it has not woken up. It's not woken up yet. So if you can wake it up, and then, you know, you can practice this meditation. You can just, you can do anything at home that's relating to like a puja or propitiation, chanting the mantra. You know, watch the videos about Narasimha. You can go onto YouTube at plycenter.com or YouTube astroved.com, and then find, and then just do a search and for Narasimha and watch Dr. Ply's videos or the astrologer's videos talk about this lion man, because that's going to wake something up inside of you, and it's free. So please do it. If you're, you know, in a state of mind where you're saying nothing is working, that's a really hard state to come out of. It's difficult to snap out of it because there is a lot working for you. You're just not seeing it, or you're only focusing on what's not working instead of what is working for you. So when we do say that, when we have the tendency to say nothing is working for me, and yet you are taking the steps, you're kind of not even seeing. This is like a paradox. You're saying nothing's working, but you're taking the steps. So, yeah, you are. You're working towards it. It hasn't manifested yet because the work isn't done. And it gets done when it gets done. It's like you can, you know, go decide you're going to go to university and you want to get a degree, or you want to get some training in your profession, or you just want to learn a new subject, or you want to learn how to play a sport or something. It's not done until you finish the practice, until you finish that learning. And how will you know on the spiritual path? It's because you'll look in your life and you will see, oh my God, things are turning around for me. I'm getting more light at the end of the tunnel. I see it. And you're getting closer to manifesting that, you know, great relationship, or have beautiful relationships, or your health is turning around for the better, or finances are coming up, debt is going down. You know, so it's when I hear that from people and they get very upset and they're crying and they're so sad and, you know, get losing hope or losing faith in their practices, in this, you know, particularly with the teachings that Dr. Ply offers or the programs, keep going. Your education isn't done yet. You haven't learned the lessons you need to learn, and you haven't taken the tests and passed them. And everybody is different. So we all go through it. Even those who have been around, you know, for years, myself, decades with Dr. Ply, maybe lifetimes, probably lifetimes. In fact, we're all have had some exposure to him in previous lifetimes, because why would we be gravitating towards him in this lifetime? To finish up, to get the best teachings, to get the best support that we can right now for ourselves, and how that is going to help us to evolve in this world and navigate in all this craziness of the world. You know, it's been ongoing since times immemorial. There's been wars and people mistreating people and hate and all the rest. That's a given. And we're here as evolving souls to overcome that, you know, to navigate through it, but also to be better people for it and to contribute something. Maybe we don't save the world, but we save ourselves. You know, we save ourselves from a lot of anxiety and a lot of hardship by connecting to, you know, our higher self. It's not a question of religion, or it's not, we're not going towards the discussion of who's got the better God or who has the better religion to follow. It's about the spirit, how the spirit moves us. And particularly with Dr. Ply, he likes to invoke a lot of the best teachings of every culture, every religion, every spiritual master that's ever been. You know, he wants to get the best teachings, and he does. He brings them forward, and you can try them out and see what resonates with you. But if you do it in a timely manner, then you are going to know this too shall pass when we go through very challenging times. And how does it pass? It can pass by slowly and with agony, or it can pass by slowly and with grace and ease, or can pass by quickly, and we manifest, right? So it's really who we are in all of it. So if you're coming to Dr. Pillai's programs, the Pillai Center's programs, the AstroVed services, and you're saying nothing is happening, I'm doing this, then please look inside of yourselves and say, wow, you know, I have to stop saying this because I'm creating more negativity. So what am I doing? I'm shooting myself in the foot. You know, I'm throwing my money out the window. You know, you have to have the faith in your education, if you want to call it that. Or if you want to call it in divine support or spiritual path or whatever you want. That's whatever resonates with you that will make you to understand that your soul is calling you to this forum to get support. And then you immerse yourself in it and you see what happens. And you can focus all your attention on negative stuff, or you can focus your attention on what the good stuff. And sometimes, yeah, we do get dragged down. But then you can connect with you know, the communities that are offered around in the different programs in here, especially. Every week we've been here, so for the past couple years, and we'll continue to do it until people don't want it anymore, or until Dr. Pillai says, okay, do something else. We have to be totally committed to getting the support. And yeah, we'll complain, we'll kick, we'll scream, but then we will say, you know what, I got to get back on track. No one else is going to get me back on track, right? And then we'll start to reconnect again with the teachings. So it's got to be a bit of a dance, and you're doing okay, you know. To be alive, to be keeping your head above the waters is really amazing, you know, because 99% of the population isn't. So you're just, you know, we're all one part of this 99% of the population, or you can be part of that 0.1% that says, you know what, there's more to life than struggle. And I'm going to access some intelligence that is there if I could just keep working towards it. So the clues are always given to us, and when we do things in the right timing, it can be a little bit challenging, but then that's part of growth. If we don't challenge ourselves, we will never grow. If we don't look at our mistakes or the patterns of our negative thoughts and expressions or interactions with others, and we don't change, nothing is going to change us. So that's what it is. Narasimha is all about being the king or queen of your own jungle. And the jungle is not like trees and stuff. It's that scary place that we find ourselves in when our thoughts are just out of control. And all we want to do is focus on, grasp on what's not working or what's not right. Can totally do that, or can say, hey, you know, I'm blessed to be where I am. And I'm blessed to be able to pray for others. I may not save the world, but I can go into deep prayer and pray for others. And sincerely. And really pray and say, I hope that that person's okay. I hope those people are okay. God, you're going to do the work. I can't do it. But my prayer is my appeal to do something. And then participate. If you don't know how to pray, or you're not into that, that's fine too. Just that contemplation is, you know, going to connect you to some deep part of you that's connected to everybody else. Participating in these services is going to collectively raise the vibration, and that's what they used to do in the old days. That's why they did it in the kingdoms. They had all priests and all these services going on for the kingdom to be protected. the astrologers were there to say, hey, this is when there's going to be some natural calamity or some big war going on, so get prepared. It's not so different now. It's just been hidden. So you're getting it now with Dr. Ply, and use it. Use it in your life. So that's what's happening this week. Thanks for sharing, Radha. Is there anyone else who wants to contribute to the conversation before we wrap it up or has a question? Oh, there's still people here. Okay. So anyone else? All right. So we'll wrap it up. And have a fabulous week ahead. Connect with this Narasimha energy. Be courageous in your life. Feel it. Experience it. And enjoy it. And we'll see you next week. And hopefully Radha will be able to do the sun transiting into Sagittarius talk so that we can have a heads up about what to do in the next month and how to have the best holiday season ever in the coming weeks. So take care, God bless, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.